Hey everyone, welcome to the Yuri on Ice After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. Today we are discussing episodes 9, Yuri vs. Yuri, the Horror Rustelecom Cup Free Skate, and episode 10, got a supercharged pre-grand pre-finale special. We're so excited to be finally talking about these episodes, guys. We'll see you after the break.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Do we even know what this is?
Does anybody out there know what these are? Because we're going to talk about them.
Hopefully
They are relevant to the first episode that we are discussing today.
What's in here is relevant to the second episode.
I love that they came like individually wrapped in like nice little like Chipotle foil packs.
We'll wait for the prop till the end.
Great. Guys, welcome to the Yuri on Ice After Show here on AfterBuzz TV. We're not spoiling anything beyond episodes 9 and 10, though I feel like at this point, probably all of you, since it was readily available, have watched all the way through to episode 12.
I can't imagine at this point, if somebody who's watching this series for the first time watches episode 10 and doesn't keep going.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, like, for real. Seriously. So I have to say, episode 10 is, like, a really nice reprieve, because the episodes for the last, like, several have all been, like, all figure skating all the time, and I watch the figure skating as if I'm watching an actual figure skating competition, so episode 10 was a nice little reprieve from that for just a moment. If you are, watching us on YouTube, remember you can also find us on iTunes. Please go over there, leave us a review, subscribe, all that stuff is great. We got a whole bunch of new iTunes reviews that we'll get to at the end of the episode, and if you are listening on iTunes, remember you can watch us live on YouTube as well, where there are added benefits, like watching people dance or enjoy
we'll get there.
Props, we're getting there. We're going to get there.
Hey, for our iTunes listeners, it's a little bit of ASMR for you.
And if you are watching on YouTube, we are following along with that live chat, as well as the hashtag YuriABTV. Allow me to introduce my wonderful panel of fellow anime enthusiasts, Alexis Torres.
Hey, everybody. You can follow me over social media at atorres890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890.
Stacey Shuttles.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Stacey Shuttles.
And good old Mark Donica.
I'm so pumped to talk about anime! Dude, what's up? You can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. Super excited to be here.
And I'm Emma Fife. I can be found all over the internet at my name, Emma Fife. I keep things nice and simple. Anyway, so talking today about episodes 9 and 10.
Boy.
So here's the thing is, and I'll talk a little more at the end of the episode about all the various awards that Yuri on Ice did take home in the first annual Crunchyroll Anime Awards. But one of the ones that it did win was the most heartwarming episode, most heartwarming scene, basically, for the kiss at the end of episode 7. Which is great. Mm-hmm. Listen, guys, it's fantastic. I'm so thrilled it happened. I am not disappointed. I am not one of those people that's like, well, I'm not sure they kissed. I'm 100% on board with the fact that they kissed. But I would not say that, to me, that was the most heartwarming moment. I actually think that some of the scenes, both in episodes 9 and in episode 10, are like a little more, I don't know, there's something real nice about them. So episode 9 is really interesting because it's like, I feel like episode 9 does a really good job kind of giving equal time to all of the skaters, rather than like being so focused on seeing everything from Yuri's perspective.
Yeah, it just starts. It just goes. It really leaves you in a place of unknowing.
Yeah.
Much like everybody, the world is, and Yuri is, with losing Victor as his coach for a day.
Yeah. It's super true, because I mean, at this point, so much of, you know, the skating episodes have been sort of about the communication between Yuri and Victor, or the lack of communication between Yuri and Victor often. And now, with Yakov basically like standing in as his coach for a day, so he has like someone to talk to, Yuri's just basically not communicating with him at all.
Nope.
And we kind of lose a lot of like Yuri's narrative. We don't really know what's going on in his head. Which is very interesting, since, you know, at this point in the show, we've lived inside of Yuri's head so much.
Yeah. Right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I didn't really notice it the first time around, but I noticed it watching
the second time.
Yeah, but I noticed in re-examining it to talk about it for this episode. So it's the free skate, and of course, going into this, I was particularly nervous because of the fact that, like, Yuri tends to do better in the short program. Like, mm-hmm. that's the one that he's really, like, confident in.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he now has to go into the free skate without Victor, like, physically being there. Yep.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. usually his anchor when it comes to this performance. In terms of nervous as well, this is our first time seeing Yurio's freestyle skate.
Yes, true. This is the first time.
So we had no idea what to expect from Agape to this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, and obviously, and they talk about it a little bit when Yurio does his free skate, where they're basically like, oh, he, you know, they specifically chose this piece because it's, like, complicated and angry and fast.
And I was like, yeah, that's him like in a nutshell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like my emotions. I mean,
yeah, listening to that piece, it absolutely screams Yurio.
Yeah,
all the over entire the place.
Yeah. 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 It's also super Russian.
Like, I don't like, for real.
But it's, like, it's a song that everybody knows, but it's really rough and difficult. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, that it is the first time that we see him do that skate. And we also see him, like, because what one of his sort of big plot points in the last episode was that it was like, oh, I felt like if my grandfather was here, I would have been able to, like, find my Agape and I would do well. But his grandfather doesn't make it because he's not feeling well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then he shows up to the free skate mm-hmm. and Yurio's like, what are you doing here? And he has been working very hard at home to make him something, which we actually have with us today.
Stacey, you want to tell us about our gifts tonight?
So, our project over the weekend, my husband and I were making katsudon piroshkis.
And here we go. God bless America, Russia, Victor, happy birthday, Merry Christmas, all of it.
Just take a
everybody,
take it.
Okay, in gonna... three,
okay.
two, one.
These things are delicious. I can't believe you made them.
They're pretty amazing.
That makes it even better.
Mm. Oh, man, that chick...
Shout out to our audio listeners. Total shout out to our audio listeners right now.
Yeah. Mm. Sorry if you're listening.
That's amazing.
We're eating right now.
Shout out to the Shuttleworth household. Make sure to follow Twitter at Nerds Doing Stuff.
Yep.
Because, man.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Yeah,
it's gonna take us a minute.
Yeah,
well, it's so funny when, you know, like, Yurio, like, bites into it, and he's like, oh, I understand what this is, because in the last episode, like, his grandfather made him these piroshkis, and he immediately went on this tangent about katsudon and, like, hurt his grandfather's feelings, like, accidentally.
He's like, no, I didn't mean it!
But I love that his, like, grandfather took it as a, I'm gonna rise to the challenge.
As a challenge. I'm gonna make you like my version better.
Exactly.
And the fandom has spoken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited to have more of that. Mm-hmm. Goodness gracious.
Yep. Mm. Delicious.
and more on these later.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
Yeah. I like, we're all gonna take, like, alright, it's your turn to eat, then it's your turn to eat, then it's your turn to eat.
Yep.
Alright. I'm saving mine for later.
the skating in this, well, first of all, I forget the name of the guy who started it off. The guy who's at the bottom.
From the
Czech skater.
Yes. Emil.
Mm-hmm. Emil. His song was essentially Tron. Dug it.
Was.
Absolutely
yes,
loved it.
Anastasis is the name of the song.
When I got the track of all of the music, I didn't save all of them on my phone. I put them all on my iPod, but for the couple I put on my phone, this was one of them because I was just like, this fits my aesthetic 100%. This is on brand for me. And a solid showing from him until he got too confident and started having a little bit too much fun and started falling.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. Mickey, even watching him, was like, oh man, he's not human because his theme is cyberpunk.
I love that it's cyberpunk. Oh, it's I was like,
okay. That's a theme? Like, I mean, it's more of a genre, I think, but you know what, Emil, you do you.
You do you, buddy.
Yeah, exactly, and it does go pretty well for him, but then he just straight up falls, and kind of, that sort of ends things.
Yeah, poor guy.
For him.
And then Mickey.
Oh, Mickey.
Like, this, his bit seemed fine.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Until.
Yeah.
Stacey, you seem like you have a little bit to say about this one.
I mean, we spent a lot of time talking about how Yogi is pretty creepy, and then we got Mickey.
Yeah, I was like, Mickey.
Oh, my God, and Yorgi was there, by the way, during Mickey's skate, which, again, I noticed a lot more sort of, like, little details about this episode as I watched it again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, it was so awkward because, like, they're all sitting there watching Mickey do this skate, and Sara's basically like, I am not gonna, she's like, I'm... you know, you can't just, like, skate for me anymore, and I'm not gonna support you. I mean, like, I'm gonna support you, but I'm just not... I'm not gonna be there for you, and I'm gonna start dating people. And
she made that very prevalent.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a very important point.
Yeah.
It was.
She's like, I can't be the only woman in the world for you. I'm gonna run free.
She shouldn't be.
Sorry, I don't want to get into that. But yes,
a grown woman should not have to tell her grown man brother. Hey, stop it.
Yeah.
Hey, you, stop.
Hey,
you need to chill.
Cut it
stop
out.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, like, he's skating this program, and it's called Serenade for Two. It's like, it is a love song, and he is sort of explicit about the fact that he is skating it for Sara.
There's no hiding.
There's no hiding that part.
Straight up.
No. His twin sister.
Samantha Johnson in chat saying Mickey. Some real Game of Thrones stuff going down.
Heck yeah, that is Jamie Cersei.
Stop it.
We're food drunk. Yeah, we're food drunk. We keep knocking into our microphones.
Yeah. And when he is doing this skate, like, it goes better than, like, any program he's done, at least as far as we've seen, and we get the impression from the other people that know him that, like, this is a really remarkable performance for him. And Georgi is there, and they're like, what's different about his performance? And Georgi's like, it's love.
They should not be allowed to talk.
No.
They are not allowed to interact with each other.
No.
That is a terrible idea.
Can season 2 of Yuri on Ice be Georgi and Mickey?
No.
In their relationship?
No. No one needs this.
No, but I mean, like, them both going to therapy, going like, we need to work on ourselves.
We need to work on
ourselves.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay, fine.
That's okay.
I guess that. Not together.
No.
But, I mean, he does a great job. And the thing is, I don't know if other people agree with me on this, that, like, it was cool, but, like, it made me mad that, like, Sara got so, like, emotionally moved by his performance. It's like, yeah, that is your brother. Well,
but
and it almost seemed like she was going to go back and be like, oh, never mind, I was wrong.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm so sorry, I was hard on you. But not really, I'm going to stick to what I was saying. I'm going to go talk to someone, bye.
Oh, my God.
Because it was, and it shows that me not being by your side, you skate a lot better. So, prove the point later.
Bye.
Like, she literally was just like, pew! I was just out.
She had to get out while she could.
No, I mean, like, I agree. And I was just, he was like, oh, what just happened? And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's super true. Yeah. There was sort of like a bait and switch where it's like, you first see her go down there and you're like, oh, come on.
No. We were doing so well.
It turns out to be okay, though.
Yes.
Silvernet72, Yorgi, stop it.
Yeah,
seriously. Stop it.
S-T-A-P-H.
Stop.
I'm gonna be real with you, Yorgi. You don't really know what love is. Like, you think.
No, honey, no.
You do, but you don't.
Reel it back in.
It's not.
Reel it back.
Reel it all the way back.
It's bad.
It's not good. And then Sung Gil, the Korean skater, also skates, but we don't really see him skate, and he does pretty badly. So.
Yeah. Yeah, he just starts falling.
Poor Sung Gil, man.
He's trying, man.
He's just a stoic
guy. Looks like he needs a hug.
You should say that.
Stop.
Well.
Well.
Oh man, the chat is ripping it up in there right now. Like, Raindrops on Roses, awesome name. Relationship Issues on Ice.
Yeah.
Ninetale Phoenix, Therapy on Ice. It's just, you guys are awesome.
Yeah. The OVA, here we go.
It's a lot.
Shock therapy. Whoa.
Montserrat. Yorgi needs shock therapy.
Well, that might be a little extreme.
It's a little extreme. But I mean, it's Russian.
Regular therapy first.
Yeah.
Let's try regular, regular style.
Yeah. Anyway, but yes, we do, as previously mentioned, we do get to actually see Yurio's free skate program, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
They call him a monster, and boy, are they right.
Well, and here's the thing. So Yurio basically decides going into the program. He tells Otabek, like, literally as he's about to step on the ice, he's like, nah, I'm going to reduce the number of jumps I have in the first half, and I'm just put all the jumps in the second half. And he's like, do you have a death wish? And I, going into this show, definitely had many moments wherein I thought, oh my god, this is going to end with Yurio like hurting himself.
That is, yeah. I honestly expected man, I that for so that. Long.
Yeah.
I was like, he's going to burn out so fast.
Oh, yeah. God.
I never crossed my mind.
Yeah. Oh my god. I almost
performance.
Yeah. I 100% thought that's what was going to happen, especially because, you know, he is 15. Mm-hmm. His body is changing.
Mm-hmm.
So from my perspective, I was like, oh, that's how this is going to end. He's going to become too arrogant and he's just going to hurt himself. It's going to be terrible.
Oh my god. Can you imagine? Oh my god. Can you imagine? No.
Super depressing.
Yeah.
No, I think about
and
it.
Terrifying.
Well, also, because the president has been set that people can fall and crash and burn.
Yeah.
Yuri's terrifying face first trip into the side of the rink.
Yeah.
And bloody nose and everything. Mm-hmm. So we know that it's possible. We know that this show is not above seeing our characters get hurt.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And this poor little kitty cat boy needs all the help that he can
does.
Get.
Oh my god. Some support.
Yeah, and he was supposed to have done like an amazing job at this program at Skate Canada, and then JJ still beat him. Like, it was one of those things where he's like, yes, I'm at the pinnacle of my career. Wait, what happened? Why am I not in first place?
Yeah. And he's just so dismayed by this.
He is, now, I don't know, James, if you got my image that I sent for this show.
So, go ahead and look that up in the email while we keep talking.
Just because you actually see this, like, right before Yuri Plisetsky skates.
Oh,
yeah. So, yes.
But in this transition, Yurio is having this amazing moment of self where he's like, oh, this is a new personal best for me. Good for me. I'm doing great. And while everybody is sort of mowing about, he's about to cheer on Yuri when we notice that Yuri is completely gone. He's in his own, he is ready to skate, and it's a complete tonal shift of elation, joy, all this stuff to just like, what are you gonna do?
It's just so weird.
Yep.
It's a weird trend. Yeah, okay. So I wasn't the only one, because I was kind of like, what just happened? Did I miss something?
The thing is for me is, so going into, you know, seeing Yuri in this very sort of not emotional state, which is super not usual for Yuri.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? I think it's gonna maybe go okay.
Yeah.
Because he tends to, like, I was afraid without Victor he'd get really worked up emotionally, but instead he was just kind of nothing.
Just completely, so kind of numb, I guess, because he's not there, maybe?
I guess.
I don't know.
This was the flip of Yurio during the first Yuri's on Ice.
Oh, yeah,
The very first competition
between the two.
Hot Springs on Ice. Where he was like, I'm not feeling anything at all, and he was just doing it.
Yeah.
And Yuri was just like, well, yeah, all right, focus. All right, let's just do this.
Yeah.
And
right.
Fine.
And I mean,
I wonder how he would react to that.
Yeah.
I guess he would
Okay. I think James found my image that I wanted everybody to see. So yes,
on screen.
Yes. Yeah. So I mentioned on the last episode that I had been reached out to by Lois, who told me that there was a scene wherein there was a background character who looked just like Evgeny Pushchenko.
Yeah,
and I thought it was in episode 8, but it's actually in episode 9, so we're not too late on it. Right before the free skate for young Yurio, he's just hanging out with some other Russians. It's so great.
Yeah.
It's like Yurio's grandpa and some random lady.
Wasn't that the lady from the the practice?
Maybe?
She was in the viewing area. That's right, she was in the viewing area.
Yeah, just some lady in the viewing area, and then who clearly appears to be Evgeny Pushchenko, just hanging out with them.
Check out, the young competition.
Yes.
He looks like the bad guy from The Karate Kid.
Steve Zaptka? Yeah.
Sure. I could see that. I could totally see that. I love that.
Yeah. But anyway, so moving back to Yuri's free skate and skating to the wonderful piano arrangement, Yuri on Ice.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I feel like, and you sort of go with him on this, like, journey of, okay, like, it's almost like he removes himself from who he usually is and, like, looks at his life, like, almost objectively.
Yeah, it is a really objective kind of take on what's going on and what he's going through.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of,
and there's no, like, mention again of the fact that he needs to take fourth in this competition in order to move on. Like, it just is, here are all the steps I've gone through in my life in the last 8 months to get me to where I am right now. It's like, what is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it also helps you go on the journey that he goes on through the music. It's supposed to resemble his career, and he does the first part, and then once he starts to trip, he's like, oh, wait, that... And everybody watching goes, oh, that fits with when he was first starting, and he kind of wasn't doing as well as he should have. Yeah. And then we start to see the visions of Victor, and that's when he starts to go, hold on, okay. You know what? Yeah, hold on. I got this. I got this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we never have had those place markers before. The only time we had it before was one comment by Victor where he's like, why does he look so sad? This is the part where I showed up. So now to like actually have him take us through it and to exactly what the program means.
Yeah, no, it was really neat. And it was like he was not affected at all by the stakes of it until after it was over.
Yeah.
You know, even till after JJ skated, which... Yep. JJ does a freaking flawless free skate.
Doesn't need a prince,
because
it needs a
case. Of course. I know. Oh, I hated every time he kept saying that. I was like, shut.
Yeah, because like,
JJ, stop.
Yeah, because the announcers were
no
like,
style, just stop.
He's a new prince of the ice. And he's like, ha ha, I'm a king already. And I was just shut like, up, JJ.
I just want to take my shoe and just like fling it across the stage.
Can we throw that on the ice?
No, I want to. So, yeah, instead of actual stuffed animals, I just want to throw shoes at
him. Honestly.
Who throws a shoe?
I do.
Montserrat, you're Alden in chat saying, JJ is the John Cena figure skating. He can do no wrong. He is the Superman. That was one that James understood.
Yep. But I also love, like, right after everybody skates and everything, we have poor Yuri kind of in this weird haze of, like, I must hug everybody because Victor's not here to hug me.
It's been over 12 hours. He has not had, like, affection.
But it was so interesting because he went to Sala first, and we were like, oh, how cute, you know? And then he went to Mickey, and Mickey's just like, why are you touching me?
What?
And it just hopped around from everybody. And then Yuri was
chasing.
Yuri was like, no,
and actually, I really liked that scene. So basically, what happens is JJ takes first, and then Yurio gets second, and then Miki actually ends up in third place.
Yeah.
But Yuri's overall score is top. The same as his, and he won a silver in his previous competition, so that's why he's able to advance to the Grand Prix finals. Yeah. And so, like, there's Miki, like, in the hallway with Sara, and Sara sees Yuri and is immediately like, yay, congrats on qualifying! And that's like, just is like,
this Miki's punk.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Which is what starts, because when Victor left, the only piece of advice he gave Yuri was, Yuri, if you need help, you just hug Yakov.
And everything will be fine.
He'll know what to do.
He did.
But it wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough.
Didn't feel that fulfillment.
Yeah.
No. And so he does. And so Yuri literally just goes around hugging everybody.
With a totally blank look on his face.
Because even when, like, after he hugged everybody, he was just kind of like,
wandering. Everybody's like chasing after Yuri.
Oh, man. That was my favorite.
Yuri was not having that.
No. But ultimately, Yuri goes, like, away to, like, walk and gather his thoughts and be alone. And then Yurio goes looking for him to give it, because he's like, I also really liked Yurio's attitude in this situation, wherein basically he confronts Yuri and it's like, listen, at least you had the excuse of, like, Victor wasn't here. Yeah. I skated the best skate of my entire career and I still lost to JJ.
He's so bitter about it.
Jerk.
I don't blame him. A lot of other expletives fell through my head.
Which I think is actually totally fair. I mean, even Mila says to Sara after she sees Yuri skate, his free skate, she's like, that actually was good. Wouldn't you love to see that program with Victor actually being here?
Imagine how much better it can be when the person that it's for is there.
Yeah, they all start to see the potential in it and what it can become.
Yeah. But the interaction between Yurio and Yuri here, this is the thing. I love the switch. Yurio so much. And this just really, like, solidify him as my favorite character on the show.
And obviously the fact that it really shows his age, too. Yeah. Because the fact that he's like, I'm this really brooding teenager. Look at me. Oh, my God, did you try my for $15?
Are they so good?
My grandpa made them for me.
I mean,
it's just, like, my brother is the same age. So there are times where he comes in and he's like, oh, I'm too cool for school. And then all the times he's like, Ate, I want you to try this pasta that I made. I'm like, what happened? Who are you? So it's just really cool that we got to see that.
Yeah, I think that's something that you forget too, like that's the thing that I like about Yurio in this episode and in the next one and all the subsequent ones, that you, like, really see the sort of other teenage layer of him.
he's been so busy trying to be angry and you know, feel like he doesn't care. So even now when we have a whole bunch of other characters in the show showing him concern and kind of being kind to him, he hasn't been able to really reciprocate yet.
Yeah.
And I mean, even his method of like being nice to Yuri involves drop kicking him.
But that's how I know that he like that's how you know like he genuinely cares about you because he kicks you over and over and over and over and over.
But we also didn't get the moment with Yuri that we got with Yuri, which was how can people look up to you if you don't have confidence? Mm-hmm. How can people have confidence in you? How can you have confidence in other people if you don't have confidence in yourself?
Right.
Yeah, take a break. So we just, he had to happen upon it. It had to be Victor and Yuri going, hey, good luck. He's like, I'm not doing bad enough to where I don't need you to wish me good luck.
Yeah.
And yet tonight he's like, hey, good luck. Are you going to wish me good luck? Like, JJ doesn't even let him have that, where he's starting to open up. Mm-hmm. Now that it's like, hey, is JJ around? And because he seems to be everywhere, we'll talk about that. But this is a moment where it's just like, JJ, what a jerk.
He's just always ruining things.
But here, eat this. Isn't it good? Let's connect over something that isn't JJ.
I love it, the fact that we get to see his sweet side usually when his grandpa is involved in any way, shape, and form. We get to see him, like, obviously when he sees him in the stands or when Yokov tells him, hey, your grandpa's watching or he's here or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only time where we really get to see kind of that softer side of him, but I like that we actually got to see this is a tiny glimpse, and we'll get more into it as like the season goes on, because you get to see it way more often. But
you definitely do.
Yeah, I just don't like that the fact that they didn't keep him one note, that he's like, I'm just mad.
Yes, 100%, 100%. Yeah, and I mean, and that scene is so great. And then, God, the last scene in this episode when they're at the airport in Fukuoka.
This is my most heartwarming.
I agree. Yeah, this is what I would have 100% put as if they were like, end of episode 9 reunion at the airport, I would have been like, there's no better scene.
That is the bar, like,
in,
right,
like,
there.
Television.
Well, I think what they also may have done a thing where they didn't want it for it as a way to get people in. They didn't want to show moments like, we have a couple of folks who are in the chat tonight that haven't watched episode 10 and who are going to be leaving us after we stop talking about episode 9.
Yes.
Just want to make sure everybody knew that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But people who have not seen episode 10, who may not have seen episode 9 and seen where this relationship has gone, and they want to nominate the moment that could make that can turn people's heads and get them to watch the show,
as opposed to
something that could spoil a show and not earn that moment.
And that's why I assumed that they didn't pick a certain scene from episode 10.
Because
that would have been
at the pool.
That's
my favorite heartwarming moment.
Anyway, let's talk about the reunion at the airport, because
my god.
So basically, you know, the competition's over, so Yuri's flying back to Japan, so he lands at the airport in Fukuoka, and as he's exiting like security and stuff, Victor is waiting for him, and he like, oh my god, it's so good you guys see each
other. If it was a moment like that where it's like, you gotta, first of all, you hear the dog bark, you're like, Makajin's okay. Awesome.
Yeah.
I would have Kool-Aid manned the wall.
Yeah.
And like kicked it through and been like, yo, we're hugging now. None of this running crap. I'm going right through. But then again, I'm American.
I mean, that's true.
No, but the airport reunion scenes are a really common trope in
rom-coms.
And this just like takes all of those and
The fact that they were running side by side with a glass. Just glass. Like, it wasn't even just a regular wall. And it was just, it was just so nice. I just didn't want them to let go.
I know. Yes, that embrace was amazing. And the conversation that they have, where basically, because Yuri, right before this, has had a sort of internal monologue where he's like, no matter what, after the Grand Prix Finals over, like, I'm gonna,
I'm retiring.
Even if I don't retire, I'm gonna have Victor step down as my coach.
Yeah.
Done. Mm-hmm. And then in this scene with Victor, he says to him, you know, please be my coach until I retire. And Victor's response,
I hope you never retire.
Oh! right after he's been it's almost like a marriage proposal.
It's almost like a marriage proposal.
And
Yuri just kind of smiles a little bit.
I know. Moment. There's also a moment where it's like, stop it! You stop it!
I know.
My heart.
As soon as Yuri started to tear up, I was like, that's it! I'm done! I can't! If I watch anymore, I'm just going to be a giant sponge of emotions. It's just so terrible.
Yep. So thankfully, they give us episode 10, so we don't have to be stressed out about figure skating.
I know, we get a little break.
Before people who haven't seen episode 10, here's the part where you stop.
But also, really quick, do we want to, right now, since we have a break in between the episodes, do we want to do iTunes now and then talk about episode 10?
Sure.
So that there's even more of a little bit of a buffer so chat can chill out as well. Alexis has some queued up.
No, the internet cut out after.
Okay.
I know, I'm sorry.
I know, I usually try to remember to screen.
So, about iTunes, we are mostly like, for those of you watching on YouTube, thank you very much. But we started a lot as an audio podcast network, so those iTunes reviews really help. And the fact that throughout the course of the show, our viewership has grown and grown, our listenership has grown and grown, and all of our all of the iTunes reviews that we've gotten has really helped us. Like, if you look up Yuri on Ice on iTunes, we're some of the first things that come up.
Yeah, we're the first
one. We're the first one. Because I only look up Yuri because I'm lazy. but yes, if you look up Yuri and I, that helps us. If we didn't have those reviews, we may not necessarily show up. So you're helping us get to a bigger audience. And for those of you who are joining us for the first time tonight, thank you so very much.
I tried to bring him up on my phone, and it's like, nope.
Son of a biscuit. So, why don't you run it right now, while you're watching, why don't you go bring up iTunes, and if you're in another country, we may not be able to see them, so take a screenshot, send them to us.
Yes.
Leave one right now. We'll try to load these up in the meantime, but why don't we talk about episode 10? The pins are coming out!
Everywhere. So this seems like just a real fun episode where we get to like hang out in Barcelona for a little while. It even starts with a really fun intro. So for the most part, Yuri has done all the intros. For the short program at the Rosellacon Cup, Yurio did the intro. And now Victor does the intro to this one.
I got him.
So we're shifting gears here to sort of have things be from Victor's point of view. So they're in Barcelona, which is where the Grand Prix final is going to be held, the final series in the Grand Prix event, and event in the Grand Prix series. There we go. Good job, Emma.
made it there.
Nailed it.
We made it there.
So it starts off with basically like you kind of get a little layout of, okay, here's where the event is happening. This is the official hotel. Mm-hmm. And here's a breakdown of all the skaters who are competing. And Victor, through all of this, is at the pool at the hotel.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
In winter in Spain.
Yeah, that was the first thing. When I first saw the episode, I was like, isn't it cold? I know we're in Spain, but isn't it cold?
Yeah. He's pretending he's on vacation at the beginning there.
Exactly. But in addition to sort of breaking down who all the skaters are, we know who they all are at this point, he also talks about how he went to Hasetsu like 8 months ago and how his life has changed since then.
Oh, yeah.
And how much, like, greater it is.
Yeah.
Where he basically is like, I get to, like, hang out with Yuri and his great family all the time.
Joyous.
You have
to live.
Joyous.
Yeah, I get to live, because he basically talks about, like, there's two, like, L words that he's been neglecting his whole
that ruined life. It for me, because I'm a huge Scott Pilgrim fan, so I was like, lesbians? I was like, wait, what?
It was lesbian and lesbians.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. And I was like, the two I'm L-words. So confused. Yes. And then obviously I was like, oh yeah, Alexis, no, we're not in that world.
Yeah, no.
My bad. Sorry.
Yeah. Yes.
Good moment, though.
The two words, of course, being life and love.
Ooh,
which he's finally starting to embrace.
After 20 years is what he said?
After 20 years.
Something like
he
that.
He says 20 years.
Yes.
Which put him at the age of seven.
Which is about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he started skating.
Yeah.
So it's
Dem Russians, man.
Right?
Yep.
Yep. So Victor is at the pool. There's this great scene where Chris comes to the
I'm
pool.
I'm sorry, Mark.
I thought I was the only one who would be at the pool. And I thought I would be able to skinny dip. Well, I can take pictures if you want.
Yeah, I can take pictures. Cool.
And also, okay, those pictures were great. Oh, yeah, the picture at the pool. I love, like, I agree with, I agree with, gosh, where is it? Somebody said legs for days. Yeah,
dude, that was a pretty solid picture.
Like, that one picture of them just having their, like, toes pointed, I was just like, how tall are you? Like,
yep. It was insane. I loved seeing the sort of camaraderie between Chris and Victor. Because Chris, you know, and he even says to Victor something that, you know, I think about all the time when I'm watching, like, professional athletes, like the Olympics and things like that, where Chris is like, Victor, I'm 25, and I'm, like, the oldest person here. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. I'm, like, so old.
He's so upset about it.
I know. But I did like how Victor was like, when I first met him, he was just, like, a young sunshine.
He was just but a boy.
Yes. Yeah, I know. So this is my question for the panel, because I felt like I was being a dummy and didn't understand. So if technically Victor saw Chris when he was young, how old is Victor?
27.
Victor's 27.
What?
That's such an age difference. I know, that scene always confused me. Yeah. It was like, no, he looks like he's way older.
Well, they first met at the juniors, and Chris was just relatively starting.
Right, but there's still only 2 years between them.
Yeah, but at the European
Nationals.
That's
why I didn't understand that scene, because Chris looked like he was like 10 years old, and Victor looked like he was like 15. Yeah. So I was like, wait, if he's the old, quote-unquote, oldest one, how old is Victor? Is he like 30? Like,
them Swiss jeans, though.
Yeah, hey, man, I was like, good for you.
He grew up real fast.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just love that Victor was like, he's sexy on and off the ice, but like once he was just this little ray of sunshine.
Honesty.
Yeah.
Victor's upfront about all that kind of stuff.
He really is. He really, and I mean, that's why I feel like he and Chris, like, are such good, like, pals to one another.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they both sort of have no shame. in a great way.
Well,
I mean, great.
That's for sure.
Sure. Great way.
Yes.
Corinne E. in the chat was like, what happened to Chris? Puberty hit him like a Zamboni.
Yes. Correct.
No, because that would be very slowly.
I know, but I think she meant like the mass of a Zamboni is what it meant.
Just a lot of it.
Yeah. Yikes. Because, yeah, that boy's voice is very deep. And I'm like, how old are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
So good.
Oh my god.
But yeah, so they're like hanging out at the pool, and Yuri is really jet lagged, so he's like sleeping in the hotel room, which, by the way, did anybody else notice in the hotel room? And you see it better in the next episode.
Yes.
That the two beds in the room are pushed together.
Yes, they are.
To make
one
giant bed.
Yeah, they are.
It's so
I was like,
cute.
It's
terrible. I gotta tell you though, guys, that hotel does not seem very, like, swanky to me.
No.
No, it's not.
It was pretty simple.
Yeah.
To be honest, like, European hotels are really, really basic. Like,
that is true.
Like, on my honeymoon beta that I went over this past autumn with my wife, we stayed at this place, this little place in Sweden that was, like, sponsored by a bigger, like, hotel chain that we know in America.
Mm-hmm.
But it was still very modest. The beds were relatively hard, and it was two single beds.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
So, it was interesting, so it doesn't surprise me. It looks accurate.
Yeah, no,
I agree with you.
And I read something on Tumblr that, like, that the actual hotel that this takes place at, like, that is actually accurate.
Okay.
Yeah, the pictures I saw side by side, and it was pretty close.
Yeah, that, like, the beds are kind of small, and so, yeah. But anyway, but I loved that, like, Yuri's first impulse, because I don't know if you guys all do this, I do, when he woke up, was to check social media.
To see where Victor was at.
Yeah. Fastest way to figure out where someone is.
I'm not gonna text. No, but I'll just
Victor more
You'll
so.
See.
Yeah.
I would say Victor more so, because you can call him, but he may not pick up. He may be drinking. He may be at the pool.
But you better believe
there is a picture on Instagram.
Exactly.
Because that's like his life.
You can probably find him within 10 minutes of that last picture.
Yeah. Well, and it was cute, too, because, like, Peachy was waiting to, like, take a selfie with him. I just can't wait anymore.
It's so cute.
And he just left.
Like, I gotta go. And Yurio getting stalked by his fangirls.
Oh, my gosh. And then getting picked up by a very handsome devil on a mountain cycle.
But he had a friend. He had a nice friend.
Yes,
a friend. Can two men just be friends on the back of a motorcycle?
I wasn't saying that. There was a handsome fella who picked him up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're well, the what one kind who of pickup?
It was quite.
But I'm making fun of American anime fans.
Yeah.
Not all of them, but some.
Some.
There's a small percentage. It was just like these two guys are just great friends. But
they're great friends.
It's sad to say that this is one of my favorite parts of the episode. But when we get to see Yuri fall back into that depression. Everybody else is having fun. Yeah. I don't want to. I don't want to do anything. Yeah. And he just sits face down, lights off, and everybody has moments like that where you're just like looking at all these people having fun, and nobody's like, hey, where's Yuri? I'm just gonna be here, and then kick open the door.
Oh,
we're having a party in our room.
He
I'm cold.
No,
get me warm. Make some coffee.
But I love how when they jumped into the bed, it wasn't just like jumping. It was like they were like posed.
Yeah, they had to fly stylishly.
Yeah. It was just like, and I love it because he's like, get off of me. Both of you are holding on to me too tightly. And I'm like,
the difference between the English and the Japanese was the Japanese, it's just Chris jumping. But in English, good old our other friend Chris gives us like a solid like as he's flying through the air, and I'm like, come on, man.
I loved it so much. This is the added little oomph of like, that's
little
totally
bit extra.
And then they have like a practice skate the next day, and then we get into just like everyone's enjoying Barcelona.
Go have fun.
Because Yuri, in a very un-Yuri-like maneuver, basically the practice skate finishes, and Yakov says to Yuri, he's like, we should practice a little more, and he's like, ugh, no, I'm leaving.
Shut up, Dad. Oh, I want to see Spain.
And got the little egg on the floor.
And Yuri is, and Yuri and Victor are leaving, and Victor's like, oh, Yuri, like, what do you want to do? You want to get a good night's rest? And he's like, no, I've never been to Spain before. You're going to take me sightseeing.
Oh, like, demands it too. It's great.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm like, you're so demanding.
I know.
Like,
no, you're taking me sightseeing.
Right. And then he like had like a cute little smile.
And I was like, Victor's like, okay.
Yeah. Well, Victor's reaction is, yes, leave it to me. Like, he's so excited.
And what a shopping spree.
I know. They do go on quite a shopping spree.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
What did they lose?
A bag of nuts.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
So sad.
Hey! Shut up!
Yes, that was all that happened. So before we, like, talk about sort of the conclusion, because, I mean, we get just a really cute, like, montage of we're taking pictures all over Barcelona and going shopping and eating food. It's perfect! The important stuff happens after they lose the bag of nuts.
Yeah.
Yes. But let's backtrack to Yurio and this handsome stranger on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
He's not a stranger.
We haven't gotten
to like really know who this
person is. That's true. So basically, like at the hotel, there's this whole interaction wherein JJ is being a dick. What
He's
a surprise!
I was like, stop, please shut up right now.
Color me surprised.
Yeah. Well, because basically, like Yurio's fans are all like fawning over him, and JJ's like, oh yeah, whatever. And JJ's stupid fiance is she's like, well, JJ fans are way better, and they like also totally know where to draw the line. Like, this is a little inappropriate. What is wrong with her?
She's JJ's fiance.
Yeah. It's a really awful moment for her, and it's like, really?
Yeah, they're both like super mean, and that's when we see Odebeck like come downstairs, and he's like, I'm going to eat. And JJ's like, you're going to eat by yourself? That's weird. And even Yurio has a moment where like, he's weird.
This guy's weird. But I like it's like, you're a weirdo. Want to come with us?
Yeah.
No! Shut up, idiot.
Yeah.
I'm going to go have paella.
Yeah. It's the first time that we have actually like heard Odebeck speak. Like, we saw him in previous episodes. We heard about him and the fact that he was advancing to the Grand Prix final, but this is the first time we've ever like really gotten to have interactions with him, and we find out immediately that like he definitely does kind of keep to himself and whatnot.
That lone wolf. One man wolf back.
But when Yurio is literally being stalked by his fans.
Oh, boy.
So the girls who are his fans, they wear like cat ears.
So
and
cute.
They're literally like sniffing the streets
I can
of
smell
Barcelona.
Your Ashka.
And his hair!
I
found one.
I'm like, are you shitting? What's going on?
Yes. Poor Yurio is just like backed up against a wall, like, oh my
God,
someone help me. They're gonna come around this corner right now and find me.
And then Odebeck shows up on that motorcycle.
And is like,
come with me.
And yeah, like Terminator style, but not really.
Yeah,
you want to live?
It really is.
That's
so dramatic.
Yurio leather jacket. He was like, let's go.
Yuri was just kind of like,
what?
Okay. They're riding down the LA River, but instead of a Mack truck, it's just a wave of fans.
Yeah, that's it's so with cat ears. It's adorable.
Meow.
I love it.
Off they go into the sunset.
They do.
Literally the sunset.
The sunset. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And they have this great moment where, like, we're basically Yurio's like, I don't know anything about this guy. And Odebeck's like, no, I came to Russia to improve my skating, and I was so bad that they put me in the novice class when I was, you know, should have been in juniors, and that was where I met you.
It wasn't that's where I saw you. It was, we met.
Yeah.
We have met before.
Yeah. You've been
so far up your own ass about your juniors and your senior debut,
yeah.
You forgot that we've met before.
No.
I thought... You had the thing that kind of pulled me out of it a little bit, that's freaked me out a little bit, was you had the eyes of a soldier. That's great. That's a little weird to me.
That's a little creepy for
a little creepy.
But also,
you 15-year-old, you've seen war and death and chaos and anarchy.
Maybe that's what it was, Mark. Maybe he was just so creeped out. He's like, you shouldn't have eyes like that. I want to know more about you.
I want your eyes to maybe not look like that.
Maybe I can change it.
Literally, so he breaks it down for Yurio about how they met, and he ends it with, so you're going to be my friend or not? So, I mean, forward.
Yeah, well, I mean,
who's just completely charmed by it. Like,
oh
no
my
one,
god,
no one's ever asked me that before. Friends?
Somebody's asking instead of just making me fly to Japan.
Right,
see, awesome fashion, and sort of forcing me to do it.
Yeah.
At least somebody's taking my feelings into effect.
Yes, they have mutually agreed upon the fact that they're going
my fragile 15-year-old self.
She's just so excited about it.
I just love that.
A little too excited.
So amazing. And then, so they like go off to like. Have tea together.
So
it's adorable.
Awesome.
But I love
how friends do.
I love how distressed Minako and Marine-san get over it.
They're like, oh my god, they're having tea together. What is happening?
But
they're
enjoying
someone else's company.
It wasn't oh my god, there are two skaters hanging out. It's Yurio's actually talking to somebody and they seem to be having a good time.
Yeah, because I think
they're
Yurio
not
was
pained
laughing
to be together.
He had his little smile on his face like he did with the Piroshkis.
he was so
happy.
Yeah, so again, I love the fact that we're seeing just itty bitty, that little tiny little glimpse of just happy Yurio. And I'm like, I want more of this.
So many feelings.
He deserves to be happy.
I feel so happy for you, child.
Oh my god, my Instagram is just full of artwork, and it makes me so happy.
Safe search on.
Yeah.
You terrifying, terrifying
is.
People.
Yeah.
Of course.
Am I?
I would not go on the internet without safe search.
Definitely. But it was really nice to see that, and obviously everyone meeting up together.
Yeah, which is preceded by Yuri having a meltdown over the fact that they have left behind this bag of nuts, but that's not really what it's about.
No.
And they talk about how, they've been having this very nice day, but then the mood kind of started to
go sour.
It got a lot quiet.
It got really quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Victor gave us sort of the view into his head. He's like, when he's trying to figure something out, his eyes shine. But also, he's like, I just let the quiet happen. Let him think. I don't want to make him much more like antsy or anxious. Mm-hmm. Just let him work through it,
go ahead.
Yeah, he's starting to understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll get through the other side.
Point. Yeah, I think that's the fact of him becoming a coach and a good friend and whatever else you want to add a label to is that he's really learning what Yuri is and how to function around him with someone who has that type of anxiety and depression.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
And I mean, and he tries to kind of steer him in the what he thinks might be the right direction as much as he can. I mean, and you know, because he's like, "Oh, are you tired? Like, we can go home." And Yuri gets like really offended, and Victor's like, "Well, I'm tired. I want to go home." But then the jewelry store catches Yuri's eye, and he like goes running over, and he's like, "Victor, we have to go in here." And so, like, he goes into the jeweler. And to me, the most adorable part about this was the fact that he hands over his credit card and is like, I'll pay in installments.
Installments. Please.
I have to pay in installments.
That is such an adult
But that's also not like a, all right, whatever, I'll pay in installments, let's go. You gotta, like, sign the contract. Especially, he's from a different country.
No.
Thank you for cutting for time. Because it just let our emotions be emotions.
Process.
Yeah. Yup. And I was like, what is he buying?
Okay, that was gonna be my question.
I always wanted a good luck charm.
Yeah.
And I also want to get a thank you gift for Victor.
Yes. Yep.
I think it'd be great if they match.
Yup.
Yeah, as soon as he said that in my brain, I was going, okay, there's two things. One, it could be like an actual charm.
Yeah,
like
that
something.
Was what I was
yeah,
thinking.
Yeah, I was thinking yeah. Like this awesome necklace that Emma got me for Christmas. I thought maybe it was going to be like a charm, like a skate, like an ice, mm-hmm. like a skate. Oh my gosh, I can't put words.
No. Yeah, like an ice skating charm.
Charm.
Yeah.
And then I was going, wait a minute. What kind of jewelry that would be matching?
And just like, well, and this was all prompted by the fact that, you know, Yuri mentions like, oh, Christmas is coming up. Oh, Victor, that's also your birthday. And Victor's like, yeah, we don't really like
celebrate Christmas. That's a thing in Europe too, is they don't really celebrate birthdays before they happen.
Yeah.
Like it's in some countries, it's bad luck to tell somebody happy birthday before their birthday.
Yeah.
And it's like, and we don't really celebrate Christmas either. So
yeah,
But
Yuri's like, I'm going to change that. So then there's, like, this great scene. There's, like, this beautiful little, like, Christmas choir singing. And also, guys, if you have not done, like, any of the... If you haven't ever searched sort of, like, the side-by-side comparisons of the locations in Yuri on Ice versus the locations in real life, the Barcelona ones are amazing.
Yeah.
Like, down to there is a jewelry store. It's not exactly the same.
Well, it can't be. They would have to pay the licensing.
Literally the same jewelry store. Mm-hmm. So they're, like, standing in front of this cathedral, basically, and, you find out what it is that Yuri bought.
But golden rings. Yep. One for Victor, one for himself.
Yes. It's so cute.
Literally, we find out what he bought. We get to watch him slip it on his finger.
on his right hand. Yes. Which we find out in Russia was maybe Yuri knew or didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that indicates a proposal.
It's also not uncommon amongst, like, the LGBT community to wear their rings on the other hand as, like, a symbol of, like, solidarity. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, so they exchange rings, and it's real cute. And then they decide they're going to go eat.
Time to celebrate.
And I think they still both look so happy with their arms thrown around each other.
It's
so cute. Down the street.
Oh my
and
their bags.
Oh my gosh.
And then that's when we run into the girls again, and they're like, we just want, like, take us with you. Just help us out for a second.
Right, because they see, they're like,
Yuri
we can't just interrupt Yuri on Otabek's date. And then they say,
they can.
Yeah, they're like, oh, Yuri and Victor. Perfect. Guys, let's go. Like, you guys, you gotta figure out what's going on between them for us.
They're so invested already.
And then Peachy and Chris show up too.
But they end up at somewhere else. So that means they were at the tea shop and then went, you know what? Let's keep this going.
Yes.
Let's see what Pachit's up to. And then Victor's like, let's see what Chris is up to. And they end up at this nice outdoor place.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you know, we're jewelry. What's with those rings?
Yeah.
So, oh, I mean, I just thought that we were going to get a thing. And Pachit's heart bursts into flames.
Because, like, the way that the hands were, like, well, come on. Pachit
is all of us.
All of us.
Pachit is all of us. That zoom that, like went right into his face. He's like, oh, my God.
And my favorite thing about this was the fact that, you know, Chris brings up, like, what's with the rings, you two? And Peachy's just like, oh my God, congratulations on your marriage!
My friends are getting married!
And the whole restaurant applauds!
Yeah.
Oh, Tibet, that was my favorite.
Yes.
Well, I felt bad for Yurio because he's just like, what the hell is happening?
Like,
excuse me, what?
This is
so
oh my God.
That fat pig isn't my dad.
Oh my God.
You're barely my dad, Dad. Shut up, Dad. You're not my real son. You're adopted. What? Dad.
Don't get me started.
Stop calling me Dad.
Oh, video was awesome. Don't get me started on that.
So good.
So good. But yeah, I love that we got to see a lot of different emotions. And as Mark and I talked about for several stuff, the fact that we got to be in this world where there's no hate. Like, two guys are married.
Everyone's
happy.
I'm excited for them.
It was great.
Yes.
But.
But.
Yep.
Then we get Goddamn JJ. He's like, oh, it's where, yeah, it's like, so we're going to celebrate, you know, once I win the gold medal, we're probably going to get married. It'll be great.
I love how Yuri was like, what?
No, like, Victor's just like, no, this is an engagement ring. We're getting married when he gets the gold.
And everyone just kind of
stopped. The entire air changed. They're just like, I'm sorry, what?
The gold, yeah. You said.
And that was the thing.
The gold medal, you said?
And that's something that's really important to point out, too, is like the reason that the air changed was because of Victor saying, yeah, Yuri's going to win gold. Mm-hmm. Not because it was like these two dudes are going to get married.
Absolutely.
It was just Yuri's going to win the gold medal. And that was when everyone's like, wait,
excuse me.
And then somehow JJ is just also there.
How did he, I mean, I'm assuming that Instagram. She probably, probably Instagrammed the entire dinner and that was it.
I think JJ was waiting for his entrance.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he was on the corner. Yeah, like, because it was like a tent. It was like a tent with like two ways in and out. He was probably around the corner going, wait for it, wait for it. But we're going to get married. And everyone's like, oh, we're tired. We're going to go. Wait.
Mass exodus.
Yeah. Like, nobody gave him the time of day. They're just like, all right, cool.
Nobody got time for JJ.
I saw a really funny thing. I think it was on Twitter or on Tumblr.
But we forgot something very important.
No. We're going to get to that.
That's the most important part
of
this whole
thing. I knew she was going to say that.
So anyway, so JJ and his fiance are standing there, and they show that scene of everybody walking away, and it's like, oh, jeez, the straight people showed up.
Making it awkward for everybody.
Yep. Anyway,
that's everything. Awesome.
All of this is great. However, we learn a detail during this dinner that literally turns the entire narrative of this whole series on its head.
Dude, seriously.
Hardcore.
This show has been amazing from the get-go, but after this reveal in episode 10, you're like, oh my god, this is unbelievably brilliant writing.
Moment of clarity.
Everything makes more sense.
You go back and you look at everything and just...
You're like, oh my god, I need to rewatch everything that just happened.
Because one of the things we've noted about the show from early on was that the fact that everybody has a sense of familiarity with each other.
Yes.
Like, it's not like, oh, they're competitors. Who's that person? I need to learn about that person. Everybody relatively knows each other. It's a pretty tight-knit community. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it feels a little too friendly.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So why is that?
Seems a little
weird.
Well,
turns out, after the Grand Prix final every year, there is a banquet where all of the skaters and everybody gets together and has this big celebration, basically.
Yep.
Now, Yuri, as far as he recalls, was just so despondent and shy, and he didn't talk to anybody, and he was just sad and alone.
Hanging out in the corner, being depressed.
That is not what happened.
Nope, no.
The reason that Yuri doesn't really remember this event correctly is because he drank about 12 glasses of champagne.
Which is what we are.
Which is what we've been drinking this entire evening. Cheers, everybody. Salud. Kanpai. Very good. Cheers, everybody.
So, but I love how that Yuri, not Yuri, that Victor, right? That Victor was the one that was just kind of like, actually. And then Chris was like, actually, I have video. I do,
you
too.
You watch his life, like, flash. Like, the past 8 months just flash before his eyes.
I know. He goes through visuals.
But
his head was tilted the entire time.
So, basically, Yuri got so drunk that he, like, started a dance competition
with Yuri. I like how
dance competition is translated just to dance battle. Amazing.
Yep. They have a dance battle. They like break dance. Chris gets involved. He takes off all his clothes and he pole dances.
Why are we gonna pole? I was gonna ask him, like, what was that pole supposed to be?
That dude's core strength is remarkable.
I know.
Not only Chris's.
Did we see
Yuri?
The fact that he started it and then brought Chris in here.
And the fact that he was like on top of him making it rain, like, what up? Like,
I was like, what's happening?
Nothing but the tie around his neck.
Yes. And he's like, oh my god, who are
you? There.
So basically, we find out that this happened and that Chris and Victor both still have it documented on their phones, and I'm sure Pachi does
too. So does Yurio.
So what happens is, instead of seeing the regular ending credits, we see a montage of what everyone has on their phone. And so yeah, you see all of these like super funny like dance battle pictures, but then it shifts to all of these pictures of Yuri and Victor at this banquet last year, where they end up like dancing together.
Oh,
yeah,
that was so nice.
And it's so cute. And then when the photo montage ends, you see wasted, half-naked Yuri.
Oh, humping his leg.
No,
for God's sakes,
oh, no, no shame.
You're the best of this season. You're my crush. And he's just like, yo, so many things happened tonight. I don't know what to do. You're cute, though. Like, I don't know, man. I can't.
Well,
I can't. I can imagine that Yuri is probably mumbling at Victor in Japanese.
That's one of the things that I wanted to put the pin in. Just like, this kid's humping me. But he did say, be my coach, Victor. So he's like,
very clearly.
Yes. What?
Yeah. It's the only thing he says in English in that exchange.
Girl, what do you need coaching on? You seem to be pretty all right.
Your life.
And the important stuff.
Yes. So basically, what you find out is that, obviously, yes, we know that Yuri idolized Victor his whole life, but he asked Victor to come be his coach, to come visit his family's hot spring, which Victor couldn't understand because I'm sure he's speaking Japanese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Victor was actually the one who was in love with Yuri
the whole time. Like, did you see that beautiful face after everything? And then it cut to black. I was like, ha!
And then going back to his face when he sees Yuri do his performance, he was like, oh God, does he actually mean? He has a substance behind his words.
That was the official invitation.
Yeah.
He's
like, oh, he meant
it. He did, he took that YouTube performance as being a, like, I was serious about this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it all makes sense that when Victor shows up, he's so, like, touchy-feely with Yuri. And, you know, right off the bat, he's like, let's sleep together.
He's been waiting for this for months.
I know. From Victor's perspective, I saw a really funny comic that somebody drew where, like, Victor is, like, crying to Chris on the phone. And he's like, I don't know. I showed up. I was naked and named. No,
he seemed really shocked about it.
Chris is like, well, do you have a plan B? And he's like, no.
I'm here already. It's already happening. My stuff's all moved.
Oh, God.
Man.
Oh,
God. This completely changes the show.
It does.
And it made going back and rewatching the show for this after show that much more enjoyable to see those little moments, those little interactions. Mm-hmm. I want to thank our producer who's been letting us go super over.
We're
just about out of time. We won't be able to read all of the iTunes reviews, but I want to thank RT Shuttles, or maybe you can thank him later. Drummer Girl 456, Alex BTZ, C Swinney, and
eight.
For leaving your reviews. Thank you so much. You really helped build our show to what it is. And thank you to all of our people who are watching live.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. I totally agree with you. Like, getting to rewatch this episode, the whole series with the events of this episode in mind just makes it amazing. So I highly recommend those of you who've been watching along with us. Once you're done with the series, do go back and watch it again because it's such an incredible experience.
You catch so many little things that you didn't really think about the first time, and they're nice little moments.
Yeah, it's really nice.
It's really great. I know that we're wrapping up right now because we only have a little bit of time, but I wanted to just do a little sneak, the little bit of the very, very, very end with Uriel and Victor's interaction by the river.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Just that I just wanted to bring up
because,
how that
I mean,
really
because it framed the episode really nicely from the point of view that basically, like, Victor started the episode being like, my life is so much better, like, since I went to Hasetsu.
Yeah.
And Yurio shows up and, you know, he's being a jerk to Victor, sort of, like he always is. But he does say to him, like, this kind of reminds me of the beach in Hasetsu. And Victor's like, it does. Yeah.
And just kicking the hell out of his bag. He's like, you're dead. You're absolutely dead. Victor's dead.
He does.
I don't look, not every skater looks up to you. I just liked that interaction of just knowing that Victor wasn't even fazed.
By
Yuri. He was like, I mean, I'm glad that we have something here, but, like, at the same time, I'm going to out. I'm like.
But he also made the acknowledgement, if I stayed skating, he wouldn't be this determined.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very important.
Yeah. So I feel like Victor has also grown quite a bit since there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Yeah.
That's all I wanted to bring up.
Yep. Yes, but we do need to wrap this up as we've gotten delightfully over time. Thank you to our wonderful engineer.
Thanks, James.
Thanks, James.
That's why we fed you.
That's what happens when you bribe me with
exactly. Exactly. So, until next time, Alexis, where can the people find you?
You can find me all over social media. That is including Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all that awesome stuff, at atores890. That's A-T-O-R-R-E-S 890.
Stacey Shuttleworth.
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Stacey Shuttles.
Mark Donica.
Next week, it all comes to a head. The World Grand Prix... I don't know why I say it. The Grand Prix Final. We have the top skaters in the world going for the gold. Who will come out on top? Make sure to join us at AfterBuzz TV next week. But until then, follow me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica.
And I'm Emma Fife. I can be found all over the internet at my name, Emma Fife, E-M-M-A-F-Y-F-F-E. If any of you guys are Screen Junkies Plus subscribers, tomorrow I am competing for the wild card spot in the TV Fights Woo! Championships.
Dude, you got it.
Against Andy Senor and Court Jando, so it'll Whoa! Be real fun.
That's rough.
Yeah, no, it's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. I'm scrappy. It's going to go very well. yes, but, and, you know, I do lots of stuff. Follow me on Twitter. You'll know everything I'm doing. I tweet all the time.
All the time.
Thank you again so much to everybody for joining us. We will be back next week one last time to finish discussing this fantastic show. So we will see you guys then.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.